This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
98FM's Now That's What I Call Sport podcast.
Now, Dublin are in the All-Ireland football final. It'll take place on Sunday, September 1st. That's after winning against Mayo yesterday, and I was at Croke Park to watch them do it. Dublin are into the All-Ireland football final. They've beaten Mayo here at a sold-out Croke Park by 3 goals and 14 points to 110. A 10-point win, and it's so loud out on the pitch as the players continue to celebrate. I found a quiet spot in the corner of the press room to bring you this report. Mayo led 8-6 at the break, but the boys in blue literally wiped them away in the second half. 2 goals from Con O'Callaghan and 1 from Brian Fenton put things beyond Mayo, who last won the All-Ireland back in 1951. Their weight and that famous curse will go on. Mayo did get a goal back though through Lee Keegan, but the Dubs were always comfortable in the second half and Mayo were never really within reach. Dermot Connolly made his return to Croke Park after his break in the US in injury time. He was wearing the number 19 jersey. He got a huge cheer from the brilliant Dublin crowd, but may have to be happy with a place on the bench given Con O'Callaghan's performance. Mayo ended the game with 14 men after Killian O'Connor, who was actually playing really well, was sent off after getting a second yellow for an incident involving David Byrne. Jim Gavin and his boys in blue will watch tomorrow's second semi-final with great interest. They'll play Kerry or Tyrone in the All-Ireland football final back here at Croke Park on Sunday, September 1st. Of course, trying to make it 5 titles in a row. Let the hunt for tickets begin. Final score, Dublin 3-14, Mayo 1-10. Yeah, fantastic win for the boys in blue, and we've been getting the views of the Dublin boss, Jim Gavin.
Obviously very pleased, first and foremost, that we got the result today. You know, semi-finals are there to be won, and we're just very grateful and thankful that we got the result. Overall, you know, I've got to be satisfied with the performance. There's great learning in each game that we play, and we'll certainly take a lot of learnings from that game. The players themselves are, a very humble group. They prepared really well for the opposition. We obviously know Mayo very well now over the last couple of years and understand what a outstanding team they are. So. I think that shone through and how we adapted during the game, and obviously we got in the start of the second half we got a couple of scores on the run, which is very pleasing. But I think there were very good team scores, some really good skill execution, some great high fielding, some great passing, some great hand passing, and kick passing. The spotlight has obviously shines upon the player who executes the score, but I think there were some great team moves there and some great team play, and that's all you're really looking for from the players.
Yeah, the Dubs were 8-6 down at half time, but absolutely blitzed Mayo in the first 10 or 12 minutes at the start of the second half, scoring 2 goals and 6, I think, to Mayo no score. So what happened at half time, Jim?
It's really half time was to be honest, keep doing what you're doing. Like this is an All-Ireland semi-final against an outstanding team, and I think both defences were on top in the first half. There's some great defensive plays, some great tackling by both sides, some technical attacking is really good. So the game, naturally enough, opens up, but we just kept asked the guys just to back themselves and to believe in the skills that they have and to try and be true to that, and that's what they did, and that's what the scores came from, and that came from the learning in the first half was that, and I think they showed great adaptability in the game, and I said overall we're just pleased to get over the game.
So I mentioned about that 12 minute spell after half time, and Jim Gavin of course has been so good as Dublin manager, managed so many top players and overseen so many top performances, but has he seen a better 12 minutes than that?
Ooh, I need to reflect on that. And just in each moment of the game, I'm not looking back in the past, and I won't be certainly starting now. Definitely there's learning day from that game, and that the team are a very humble group, as I mentioned, so they'll search out those learnings in the game. That's one of their key strengths, and they want to improve facets of the game that they have expectations that mightn't been achieved today. So, I'd say next week will be an interesting week as they begin to review the game.
Yeah, that's the Dublin manager, Jim Gavin. Now, Charlie Redmond, former All-Ireland winner all the way back in 1995, is on the line, our Dublin expert, who was at Croke Park yesterday along with myself. Charlie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jenny.
Charlie, your views on the Dubs. A great win, a brilliant second-half performance and an All-Ireland final to come in a couple of weeks.
Absolutely. I think a lot of Dublin fans, like myself, were worried at half-time. The team didn't perform to the high standards that they set, and they looked directionless. They weren't getting the movement that we normally associate with our forward line. Our defence did reasonably well in the circumstances, and to go in playing so poorly at half-time, only 2 points down, was a credit to the Dublin team. But we've been saying all season that they really haven't shifted into top gear. Well, in the first 10 minutes of the second half yesterday, we just saw a phenomenal performance. They completely destroyed Mayo in that first 10 minutes and completely took the game away from Mayo. I think we scored 2-6 to an overturn from Mayo in that time, and the game was over at that juncture. And the way they moved the ball, the way they were twisting and turning in the forward, and particularly Mannion and O'Callaghan, and the runs from the back and Fenton in the midfield, it was just sublime to watch. And, as I said, to put the game together in that small period of the second half.
Charlie, just since the game, looking on Facebook and Instagram and social media in general, of course, everybody's been lamenting the performance of Mayo in the second half and talking about how good the Dubs were. And some fans and pundits who've been watching Dublin for years and years and years, like yourself, last night on Twitter saying it was the best 10, 12, 15-minute spell that they had seen from a Dublin team under Jim Gavin. We asked Jim about it at the press conference and he said he'd have to kind of have a proper think about some of his Dublin performances. But that period was just so, so good. And you were there just going, my God, they're so good.
It was. It was like they got out of a normal car and got into a Grand Prix car. That was the difference between the two performances. And once they got it done, they didn't relent in any way, but they just didn't, after that 10 minutes at the start of the second half, they sort of just went back a little bit. They didn't keep going at that. They didn't need to keep going at that level because, as I said, the game was over. They kept pushing on. They kept looking for goals. But I would probably say it is the best 10 minutes of football I've seen from Dublin under Jim's tenure. I mean, there has been great performances, we know. The second half against Mayo a couple of years ago in the All-Ireland final, and we're down, we were brought on Connolly and Mannion, was a great half of football as well. And in the fourth half against Mayo in the replay in the semi-final all them years ago, I thought that was a great performance. But I've never, ever, ever seen a team demolish a good Mayo team, which must be said, a good Mayo team in the way they did yesterday afternoon. And I must say, credit to Mayo for all they did yesterday. They came with the game plan that we know they come with. They cause mayhem everywhere. They attack Dublin from everywhere and they get under Dublin's noses. And they did that. And they did that really, really, really well. And credit to them for the journey they've had in the last 8 to 10 weeks and playing so many games, so many tough games. It was credit that they were able to come out and play that game in the first half. But ultimately, it just showed that they couldn't live with Dublin when Dublin got going. And I'd say there's a few of those Mayo players that probably won't see Croke Park again. And the Mayo people should be thankful for the team, for the journey they put them on over the last 6-7 years. They've given them great times, and they've given us great times as well, because they've been a pleasure to watch. But ultimately, it was Dublin's day, and we're looking forward now to an All-Ireland and hopefully immortality in 2 weeks' time.
Yeah, the Mayo manager, James Horan, did say yesterday that, some of his players may not return to play for him next season. And he also spoke about just, the run they've had and that he felt his team should have had at least a 2 week break into the All-Ireland semi-final. And he just felt it was unfair on all the teams to have to play a semi-final 6 days, 7 days after playing their last Super 8s game as well. And, we've spoken there, Charlie, about that second half for Dublin. And I want to ask you about Conor O'Callaghan. He scored the first two Dublin goals. There was a fantastic montage photo on social media during the week of him a couple of years ago and him now, and the change in his body and his size and his strength and his muscles too. And with Dermot Connolly back in the fold, if Con needed to put in some sort of a top quality performance, that full forward for Dublin, he certainly did that with those goals yesterday.
Absolutely. He's a small lad, but he's strong and he's fast, and he has a great turn and a great acceleration, and he turned Lee Keegan on a sixpence twice yesterday, and his finishing was just sublime. I was actually watching the Dublin team before the start of the game, and I was watching O'Callaghan and the forwards in particular going in and a drill that they have, and they were all keeping the ball low underneath the goalkeeper. And we saw it as well when Fenton went through for his goal. He kept it low, and the one he missed later on is when he went high. So it's obviously something Dublin practice. He's a very accomplished footballer. You know, I think when you see him playing football and he's in full flow, he's a joy to watch. There are many of the Dublin forwards. Like Paul Mannion, to get 5 points in play yesterday for the second half, it was credit to him. And he gets that ball on that left foot. There's only one place he's going to go. It's between the sticks. And those three guys yesterday to me were absolutely brilliant. Oh, Callaghan, Mannion and Fenton, they turned that game for us in the second half.
And now the focus, of course, is on the final, Charlie. And we asked Jim Gavin if he would be at Croke Park today, and he kind of said, well, you know, I'd like to see them in person, but I have some family plans and I might have to cancel them. Now, I'm sure his wife and whoever he's going to meet will say to him, do you know what, Jim, you can have Sunday afternoon off to go and watch this second semi-final. And, you know, we're looking ahead to who the Dubs might face, and the fact that, you know, they have played before means they have a chance to actually go and watch this semi-final in the flesh. I know you're hoping to be at the game yourself, Charlie. What's your overall thoughts on it? And, you know, from the point of view of Kerry and from Tyrone, they're trying now to make it to the final too.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a very exciting game. I think you can make an argument for both teams why they should win and why they can win. I'm favouring that Kerry might get there, and I'm saying that because I think if Kerry get to the All-Ireland final and play Dublin, it'll be a better footballing spectacle than Tyrone against Dublin. Tyrone have a way of being a little bit dour in their approach to the game, in that they're more defensive than Kerry. That's not to say they're doing it wrong, because they've been a very accomplished team, they're a very accomplished manager over the last couple of years, and there's no doubt, if no matter who we play in the final, it's going to be a really tough game. Dublin, yeah, obviously are going to go in red hot favourites, but I can assure you when Dublin go back and they look at yesterday's game, they'll find a lot of flaws in their performance in the first half, which Jim Gavin and the manager team will identify, and I'm sure we'll work on between now and then.
And the final couple of weeks' time, Charlie, first weekend in September, Sunday, September 1st afternoon, throw in at Croke or two. The hunt for tickets has already begun, I'm sure, as well. And the atmosphere in Croke yesterday, again, amazing when the Dubs went on the parade and going past the hill. It's just an amazing sight to see. And we'll be seeing that in a few weeks. And the talk of five in a row will be being washed away by Jim Gavin and his players. But that's the aim and a chance to really make history and, you know, hopefully go and do that.
Absolutely. Like, I mean, I'm sure it'll be said many times between now and then that no Dublin player, no Dublin manager, no Dublin county board official is going to mention five in a row. And nor can they. And they shouldn't. They'll be thinking of this as another game of football, albeit the fact that it's an All-Ireland final, and they'll be told to forget about the peripheries, forget about what that's saying, forget about that immortality is just within grasp of you. It's a game of football that has to be won. And because it's such a iconic game, doesn't mean they're going to jump any higher, kick the ball any further, or run any faster. You've got to play the game you've been playing all year, every night in training. And if you do that, you have a great chance of success. Get out of that flow, and your performance level will dip. And I'm sure Jim Gavin and his management team won't allow that.
Yeah, and we're looking forward to the second semi-final today, which is Kerry against Tyrone at Croke Park. It's Tyrone at 3:30, and the final Dublin against either of those teams in a few weeks' time on September the 1st. That throw-in is also at 3:30. Charlie, thanks a million for speaking in a couple of weeks. We're going to have a special show on that morning looking ahead to the game, and we'll see you then. Thanks a million.
Look forward to it, Sloan.
98 FMs. Now that's what I call sport. Get the full show every Sunday morning from 9, only on 98 FM.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.